And now, Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 11th of February 2025. There are warnings of gales in South Atsira, Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at 1800. Low West Fitzroy 1008, expected West Sole 1004 by 1800 Tuesday. Low Northern France 1013, expected Thames 1016 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, Northern South Atsira. Easterly, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in South Viking. Becoming variable 2 to 4 elsewhere. Fair, good. Southern South Atsira, East 40s. Easterly 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. West 40s, Cromarty 4th time. Easterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4, except in West 40s. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. East 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, then rain or snow in German Bight. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in German Bight and poor elsewhere. Humber. Easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northeast and 4 later elsewhere. Rain, sleet or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Thames. Northeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain, snow or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White. North 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. Northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in West Plymouth. Showers, good. Biscay. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest, 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Fitzroy. Easterly 6 to gale 8 at first in north, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole. East 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in Fastnet and South Shannon. Showers, then rain in Fastnet and Shannon. Good, occasionally poor in Fastnet and Shannon. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. East or southeast, 4 to 6, showers, good. And southeast Iceland. Southerly, backing southeasterly 3 to 5, then easterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Northeast by east 3, 27 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Stornoway. East 3, 19 miles, 1035, now rising. Lerwick. East by north, 4, 22 miles, 1039, falling slowly. Wick Automatic. East, 5, 12 miles, 1036, falling. Aberdeen. East-northeast, 3, recent rain, 9 miles, 1034, falling. Lucas. East-northeast, 4, slight rain, 9 miles, 1032, falling slowly. Boomer. East by north, 5, rain, 4 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east, 5, 1025, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 4, 1 mile, 1,016. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. North, 1, 1,020, now falling. Jersey, northeast by north, 3, 5 miles, 1,020, steady. Channel Light Vessel, automatic. Northeast by north, 4, 5 miles, 1,021. Scilly, automatic. Northeast by east, 4, 9 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast, 2, 12 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Aberporth, northeast, 4, 19 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Valley, northeast by east, 3, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by north, 3, slight drizzle, 4 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Valentia, east by north, 4, 22 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by north, 4, recent rain, 11 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Malinhead, east by north, 6, 13 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, east by north, 5, 35 miles, 1,028, falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. Most of the United Kingdom will remain in a cold east to northeasterly airflow during the next couple of days, with showers affecting many areas. Also, an area of low pressure currently lying over Belgium will bring some longer spells of rain to eastern coasts of England. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East veering southeast, 4 to 6. Showers becoming fair later, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Showers but becoming fair for a time, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Rain or showers but becoming fair for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 4 to 6, rain then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east 2 to 4 later, showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeasterly, veering easterly 3 to 5, then veering southeasterly 5 or 6 later in west. Showers, then mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast 3 or 4, veering east 3 to 5. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first at east. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northeasterly, veering easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in far north, decreasing 3 at times elsewhere. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times later in east. Showers, good. Isle of Man. Northeast 4 or 5, veering east 4 to 6 later. Showers, then mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or northeast 4 to 6, veering east or southeast 5 or 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps wintry and far north, but becoming fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easter, northeast 3 to 5, veering east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps wintry at first, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in the south. Showers for a time, good. And Shetland Isles. Easterly, veering southeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in far south, decreasing 3 at times later in north. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you. Sarah Carey writes from Ireland to say, when Finisterre name was changing to Fitzroy, my older, smarter brother Kevin wrote these few lines, which are funny only to people who know about the shipping forecast and Private Eye. And the lines went, so farewell then, Finisterre, fabled shipping forecast Syria, now losing its identity. I see what you did there. Many thanks, Sarah. And many thanks for being with us here on BBC Radio 4, because that's it for another day. We'll shortly join the World Service to bring us through the small hours. But for me, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihuwa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Delhi and Virginia. Coming up on the programme, Donald Trump signs orders to put tariffs of 25% on imports of steel and aluminium into the US. Also, a giant takeover battle among tech billionaires. Elon Musk wants to buy the artificial intelligence startup OpenAI, backed by Microsoft, and he's offering $97.4 billion. Also, New Zealand eases up on so-called golden visas to get rich people to move there, although the minister in charge tells us it's not about the money. 9 years and 3 million words in what could be the longest single video game script ever written. And in the movie world, we hear from the directors of an Oscar-nominated film that lasts 15 minutes. All coming up after the news.
This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. President Trump has said if Hamas does not release the remaining hostages from Gaza by noon on Saturday, Israel should cancel the ceasefire and, as he put it, let all hell break out. He said it was time for the hostage situation to end.
I just think it's time to either you release everybody. They're not going to be alive right now. Based on what I saw over the last 2 days, they're not going to be alive for long. Saturday at 12 o'clock. And after that, it's going to be a different ballgame. Hamas will find out what I mean.
His comments came after Hamas announced a delay to releasing the next batch of Israeli hostages until further notice, accusing Israel of breaking the agreement. Israel has responded by raising its state of military readiness around Gaza. A consortium of investors led by Elon Musk has offered to buy OpenAI for $97 billion. A lawyer for the consortium said it aimed to re-establish the artificial intelligence pioneer as a safety-focused force for good. Lily Jamali reports from San Francisco.
The unsolicited offer, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, tops $97 billion, far less than OpenAI's current valuation. The ChatGPT maker's CEO, Sam Altman, responded with a post on Elon Musk's social media platform X, writing, "No thank you." Mr. Musk is suing Mr. Altman in U.S. federal court to stop the company from transitioning from a nonprofit to a for-profit business. He was one of the co-founders of OpenAI and donated tens of millions of dollars to the effort before leaving in 2018.
President Trump has carried out his threat to impose tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. He said the 25% levy was without exceptions or exemptions, though he indicated Australia